Tuesday, and Edward King from Alliance Career Training Solutions joining us today. Good morning, Edward.
Good morning, Mark.
What's on your mind today?
You know, I have something new to tell.
Oh, great.
So this is going to be the tale of two Band-Aids. You know, Band-Aids serve two purposes, right? One is to cover up the sore, and the other is to help heal the sore. Now, a cheap Band-Aid looks good at first. It costs less, looks fine, so why not save the money? But it soon falls off and no longer serves its purpose. On the other hand, spending a little more on the quality Band-Aid is completely different. It covers the wound. It also includes antibiotics. It stays in place as long as you need it. And it leads to a complete healing. So how does this compare to quality sexual harassment training? It's simple. You get cheap training, check the box, and you think you're all done. But soon, the training falls off, it's forgotten, and nothing has changed. The bad behavior hasn't changed. The environment doesn't heal.
Right.
And then later, the infection spreads into blood poisoning. Your company is sued, tons of expensive lawsuits. Why don't you next time buy a better Band-Aid? And what's interesting is when situations occur, like roof repairs because of a hailstorm, you get all of these Johnny-come-latelys. You get these people that just kind of come in, swarm in, and try to, you know, pick out the lower fruit. And the reality is when people are trying to save money, they should save money in the right place, but not in the wrong place. And sexual harassment training is not just follow a script, watch a video. There's no lively engagement that's going on.
Look out for the bottom feeders.
Yeah. And So people, unfortunately, I've seen this where, you know, this low-end, cheap sexual harassment training, or even worse, the online training, doesn't really make an impact on your employees. They do go, they sit, they sign off, check the box, move on, and they think that's the solution. The problem is the cost of sexual harassment is so significant, not only in dollars, but in the pain and anguish that occurs within your staff and the loss of integrity for your company in the public eye. Spend the money, invest it into quality sexual harassment that's spoken not by some legalese, but spoken in a way that the employees get it.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's sticky, it stays with them, and it changes their habits and their actions. The whole purpose of sexual harassment training is to change people's actions. And the subtleties nowadays, the way these things are coming to the forefront, are amazing, because what was okay 10 years ago is no longer okay.
Right.
And, you know, you think you're being just a pleasant or a nice or just whatever, and unfortunately it's being interpreted as sexual harassment, mm-hmm. or even bullying needs to be solved.
Right.
So I encourage our businesses in Monterey County to get it together, get quality sexual harassment training, and you can reach us at Alliance Career Training.
All right, alliancetrains.com. Not only job skills, but that's a job skill as well, avoiding sexual harassment.
That's
okay,
right.
So they train for that too. So alliancetrains.com and the telephone number.
831-755-8200, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4.
All right. So I have an idea. Yeah.